How does fear and doubt keep people from experiencing God's promises? Hey, this is Cherie at Bible Project. In today's episode, we're reflecting on God's trustworthy character and how he responds when his people fail to trust and follow him. Listen in.
Hi, this is Carissa Quinn at Bible Project, and in this week's study, we're reflecting on the book of Numbers. This book is titled Numbers in English because of the numbering, or census, taken of the people in the first chapters. But in Hebrew, the name of the book is Hamidbar, meaning in the wilderness, or desert. This is because most of the book traces Israel's journey through the desert. They're traveling from Egypt to the land of Canaan. It's the land God promised to Abraham in Genesis 12. And it's a long and arduous journey, and one marked by the challenges of trusting God in the midst of difficulty. This is a scenario that's pertinent to God's people throughout the ages. So as the Israelite people approach the land promised to Abraham, there's a really significant story about their failure to trust in God. The story begins in chapter 13. Moses sends 12 spies into the land at God's command to see what the land is like. Remember that at this point in the story, the people have been led out of Egypt and through the desert to this very land that God had promised to Abraham. God had promised that he would be with this people and he would settle them in the land and dwell among them as their God. So this is Israel's opportunity to realize or actualize that ideal setting of God and humanity dwelling together in shalom, just like the first chapters of Genesis in the garden. When the spies return, they report that it's a good land, flowing with milk and honey. In other words, it's really fruitful. But they also say that there are fortified or walled cities and giant warriors there. These are the descendants of the Nephilim from Genesis 6. Yes, God had promised that he would settle the people in the land, but what the people see makes them really afraid. They conclude that they can't receive God's promise because these giants are stronger than they are. Only Joshua and Caleb trust that God's character and promises are stronger than the giants. God responds to the ones who doubt him by saying, "How long will this people refuse to believe in me, in spite of all the miraculous signs I've performed among them?" God wants the people to believe in him, and he wants to dwell among them in this kind of trusting relationship. So Moses intercedes for Israel and their lack of trust. He appeals to God's character that he's slow to anger and abounding in love. This all parallels the golden calf incident and God's response in Exodus 32 through 34. And just like in that incident, where Israel is unfaithful, God remains faithful. However, this doesn't mean that Israel doesn't suffer consequences for their lack of trust to enter the land. God had offered them a choice, and they chose not to dwell with him in a trusting relationship. So apart from Joshua and Caleb, that whole generation who chose not to trust lived in the wilderness until they died. After God says that this generation won't enter the land, the people mourn and then attempt to take the land without God's help, but they're attacked by the Amalekites. So where the previous story critiqued their reluctance to receive the land God promised, now this story critiques their attempt to take the land without God. In other words, they're trying to gain his blessing apart from trust in him. Later in the book of Numbers, Moses and Aaron are also said to fail to trust in God. This is the story of Moses bringing water from the rock in chapter 20. It's a bit mysterious what exactly Moses and Aaron did in their actions that was displeasing to God. It's as if the author doesn't want readers to get distracted by the details, but instead to focus on the reason Moses and Aaron couldn't enter the land. It's because they didn't trust God. So, just as with the story of the people's lack of trust, the point of this negative example is that God wants people to choose to live in a trusting relationship with him. And during all of this, all of the people's lack of trust in God and lack of faithfulness to him, he blesses them and remains faithful. He even does this through a pagan prophet, Bilam, or Balaam. This is in Numbers 22 through 24. Balaam confirms God's promise to bless Israel and even to bring an ideal king who will trust God and rule over the nations. And God does fulfill his promise to Israel. He leads the next generation into the land under Joshua's leadership, and you can read about that in the book of Joshua. He also brings about a line of kings, starting with David, that eventually culminates in the person of Jesus. So the book of Numbers highlights the contrast between God's faithfulness and the people's lack of faith. And the call for the community then and for us now is to relate to God with trust, to trust that he's faithful even when we're faithless, and to know that he desires for us to dwell in close relationship with him through this trust.
Numbers 13, 25 through 33. When they returned from spying out the land, at the end of 40 days, they went on and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh, and they brought back word to them and to all the congregation, and they showed them the fruit of the land. So they reported to him and said, "We came into the land where you sent us, and it certainly does flow with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who live in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And indeed, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Amalek is living in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites are living in the hill country, and the Canaanites are living by the sea and by the side of the Jordan." Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "We should by all means go up and take possession of it, for we will certainly prevail over it." But the men who had gone up with him said, "We're not able to go up against the people, because they're too strong for us." So they brought a bad report of the land, which they had spied out, to the sons of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are people of great stature. We also saw the Nephilim there, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Numbers 13, 25 through 33.
Now let's review. God delivered Israel out of slavery and promised to settle them in their own land. But when it was finally time to receive the promise, Israel refused. They doubted God's intentions and forgot all about the ways he protected and provided for them in the past. They failed to measure the strength of God's character and measured the strength of the giants they feared instead. But God did not give up on Israel. He brought a future generation into the promised land through Joshua. And centuries later, Jesus came to lead all who would trust in him to experience God's promises. Let's reflect on this. I have three questions for you to consider today. Listen closely and feel free to pause if you'd like more time. Here's our first question. What specific fears or doubts have held you back from trusting and obeying God? Okay, now, instead of replaying your past or current fears and doubts, shift your focus on God. What comes to mind as you remember God's trustworthy character? Jesus leads all who trust in him into an experience of God's promises. The road isn't easy, but it does lead to life. What is one step you can take today to trust and follow Jesus? Thanks for joining us for today's reflection. If you'd like to go deeper, visit BibleProject.com/study. There you'll find all the other reflection questions that go along with today's message. In closing, let's pray. Lord God, you are powerful, kind, and trustworthy. Just how do we miss that? We overestimate our fears and underestimate what you can do for us and through us. We forget what you've done to show us how much you care. God, you spared nothing to show us the heights, the depths, the lengths, and the widths of your powerful love. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to trust and follow you today. Amen. Today's show production and scripture reading was by Dan Gummel. Today's message was by Carissa Quinn. Our theme music by Grant William Harold. And I'm Sheree Hayes, your host. Reflections is more than a podcast. It's a community of friends who are reflecting on the Bible all throughout the week. Friends like Amber.
Hi, I'm Amber from Beaverton, Oregon, and I listen to the Reflections podcast when I'm driving in my car on my way to work.
Share the Reflections community with others. Invite your friends today. Bible Project is a crowd-funded nonprofit located in Portland, Oregon. We provide free resources to encourage everyone to experience the Bible as a unified story that leads to Jesus. It's free because of the generosity of people like you from all around the world. Thank you.